Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All these days we are doing the chapter on khawf, the chapter on fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explained that this fear was born out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also a person keeps in mind the difficulties, the hardships that he would experience in this dunya and in the akhirat when the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done. Then what punishments are there? Naturally Allah ta'ala has created this fear in a person for things that he dislikes. But it all depends on the amount of iman and yaqeen that a person has on the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this we explained was an alignment process to help a person to remain on the right path. Person goes through too much of fear, then what happens? He goes into a depression. And he has too little fear, then he becomes too free. Too easily he is able to do things that are wrong, evil, without worrying of any consequences. This is the beauty of Islam. Al-Imanu bain al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between fear and hope. So there is hope also in Islam, and there is fear also in Islam. So between that a person treads the path of Iman. So today we start a new chapter. It's called Babur Raja, a chapter on hope. We did the chapter on fear, now is a chapter of hope. See the beauty of the way the muhaddisin, they put the chapters and they put the kitab together so that everything or every aspect of deen that they can cover, they try and cover in such a beautiful way, in such a methodical way, so that a person doesn't lose hope only when it comes to fear, and a person doesn't only say, I only have hope, so therefore I can do anything. No, between fear and hope. So today we start a chapter of Raja. Raja in Arabic means, Ar-Raja means hope. So, Babur Raja'i, the chapter on hope. قال الله تعالى قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah Ta'ala says, O my servants who have wronged their souls, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا. Actually, if you look at the words in Arabic, it's so beautiful. In English, we just say, we translate this as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out, saying, O my servants, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا بَدِينَ. In Arabic, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ. O قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, O my servants, O my slaves. As though you're showing a great amount of love, like how that mother picks up the baby and says, O my baby. With love, she holds it and she caresses the baby, showing that expression of love. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing a great amount of love, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning a great, using words of great love here. That قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا. O my servants who have wronged their souls. In other words, they have committed gunas. They have committed sins. Yes, they made mistakes, but they have committed sins. But at the end of the day, they are my servants. Allah is addressing us. That O my servants who have wronged their souls. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Don't ever despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Surely, definitely, إِنَّ, in Arabic is for sure emphasis, definitely, surely, most definitely, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Most definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Allah ta'ala forgives all sins. جَمِيعًا means everything. All the sins, don't worry what sin it may have been, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Again, إِنَّا, yeah, for emphasis. Verily, surely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. Let's look at one ayat. How much of hope it creates in a person. Firstly, Allah ta'ala is saying, Oh my servant. And then after saying, Oh my servant, Allah ta'ala is saying that Allah is the one that forgives all sins. The thought shouldn't come in the mind that I was very sinful. How am I going to get forgiven? Allah ta'ala is the one that forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. When it comes to gunas, remember something that is very important, is a person must have that nadamat, he must have that regret in his heart, that I made a mistake, I committed gunas. Person never ever tries and justify sin. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like at all. Shaitan tried to justify his disobedience when Allah ta'ala asked him to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. And he started justifying that, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِّنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ طِينٍ. Allah Ta'ala didn't like this at all. He started justifying that, Allah Ta'ala, you created me from fire. Fire is more superior than the earth. So why should I? And I started using his logic. Why should I make sajda to him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like this. فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Get out from here. Allah ta'ala was very upset. Get out from here. فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. You are despised. You are disliked. From that day onwards, who likes shaitan? Everyone dislikes, hates shaitan. In fact, nobody wants to even keep the name of the child shaitan. Nobody would even like to display the name of shaitan in the house. People won't like anyone calling them shaitan also. So, it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when a person makes i'tiraf. I'tiraf means a person acknowledges, he confesses, oh Allah, I am sinful, I made a mistake, I did a wrong. Person does not justify his wrong. He turns to Allah ta'ala and he has a regret. This is one very important quality, one very important condition of tawbah. Another important condition of tawbah is when it comes to the rights of people, person has to go and ask the person for maaf. He has to make it up with a person. For example, he stole some money from someone, he cheated someone, he did someone down. It doesn't mean the person just makes tawbah and he picks up his hand and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically all that money becomes maaf. No, he has to go and make it up with that person that I hurt you, I harmed you, I stole your money, I did you down, whatever it is. Rather face that embarrassment or that disgrace, so to speak, in this world, than facing the disgrace and embarrassment of the day of Qiyamah. Because that disgrace is on another level. Person won't be able to bear it. It will be such an embarrassment. Rather face it in this world, clean the accounts in this world, and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a clean condition. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَهَلْ نُجَازِي إِلَّا الْكَفُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we punish the extremely ungrateful ones. We don't just punish anyone. Those that are extremely ungrateful, they are the ones that we punish. Again, this ayat gives hope that not Allah Ta'ala is not looking just to go and punish this person, punish that person, punish us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not looking. Those that are extremely ungrateful, they are the ones that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will punish. So it gives us hope. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْنَا أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ عَلَى مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Allah Ta'ala says, it has been revealed to us that punishment, it has been revealed to us that punishment shall be for those who reject and turn away. This ayat now, obviously not saying, Allah Ta'ala is saying it's revealed to us, but revealed to us, we insan, it has been revealed to us that punishment shall be for those who reject and turn away. Not punishment, not just for anyone, all in sundry. For those that reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, punishment is for these people, not for people that are trying to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Look at this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, my rahmat, my mercy encompasses everything. Everything, to show the vastness of Allah ta'ala's mercy. Can you imagine something that encompasses every single thing? Whether it's the skies, whether it's the earth, whether it's below the earth, whether it's above the earth, whether it's the seven heavens, whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, wa rahmati, and my mercy, wasi'at kulla shay, it encompasses every single thing. How can we ever, so fast Allah ta'ala's mercy is, how can we ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should come early for the Salatul Jumu'ah. I try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let not a second go on a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, wasting time on things that are futile, frivolous. Utilize it. If a person doesn't know what to do, make durood. Send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you take out time and recite Suratul Kahf, encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf, and also take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah. The time before, between Asr and Maghrib Salah, is a very Mubarak time. So therefore, try and come at least a little bit early before Maghrib Salah and engage ourselves in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.